Hello and welcome to Peanut Pie.
It's Wanda and Vision.
And they're two kids making ends meet.
Bum bum.
Hello all and welcome back to Peanut Pie. My name is Henry and today we are going to be discussing the 8th episode of WandaVision. We only have one left and here to discuss it with me is... Will! Hi, Will. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That wasn't a planned glitch, by the way. That was just how the conversation flowed. If you didn't notice, if you're listening to this the day of or Wednesday, this came out a day late, which is...
I'm sorry. I've been busy. I've been wanting.
We've both been busy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't get it down on Sunday, and then weekdays are even harder, so we couldn't do it on Monday.
But now
we're here on Tuesday, coming out today. If you're listening to this from the, like, far future, like, not far future, but, like, 2 days, 3 days, I'll probably schedule this episode backwards then, by then, to make it look like it came out on Monday. But, I mean, I'm gonna
For why?
So, my OCD will be cured, and it doesn't look like this random episode came out on Tuesday when all the other ones were coming out on Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'll, I mean, obviously, you know if you listened within the first day or two of this coming out, it'll show like it came out on Tuesday for now. So you know that it just came out. Anyways, WandaVision episode 8,
Yeah, and another bonus is that, like, now that they have, yeah, if they're, like, listening to this one, then you know they're really, like, dedicated because they're waiting.
Yeah, totally.
And there's less time till Friday.
Mm-hmm. Will, are you ready to announce the winner of the Moonwind Soul Funko Pop?
Sure.
So we said it would be on March 1st. That's when we were picking a winner. It's March 2nd, actually. But March 1st, if you're listening to this from the future. And the winner of the Mulan Funko Pop is, well, it's not you. It's not Marvel Shawarma. And it's not Hamill Turtle, because he already won a Funko Pop.
Really?
So.
Then who is it? I actually haven't heard about this.
It's no one. The next person to leave a review on Peanut Pie gets a Funko Pop from Moon, from Soul. It's Moonwind from Soul.
Oh, come on. You just led me on like that.
Well, yeah, but Podchaser or Apple Podcasts, you can go ahead and leave us a review. And our next TVST or something, we'll announce you as the winner. You can send us an email with your address, and then we'll send the Funko Pop to you.
This is not a scam.
Not a scam. No. Hamill Turtle knows it's not a scam because he got his Funko Pop.
Yes, definitely the real Hamill Turtle that we haven't said to convince you of our scam.
But he was on the podcast last week.
Yes, that definitely wasn't our dad with a voice filter. That we used to show you that we actually did send him the pop.
But
just so that you would send us our address, just so that we can scam you. What if this whole thing was a scam?
What if I didn't even know it was a scam? Like
I've been running the scam the whole time?
Yeah.
And like, I'm actually Hamill Turtle? You
know, Will, hold on. You're already gentlemen on Heelys. You left a review as Gentleman on Heelys on that podcast.
I love Heelys. Oh my gosh. I love doing all the fandom stuff, but sometimes I just want to sit down and talk about Heelys for a minute, you know?
Well, dude, Peanut Pie does not have any clear format. Go ahead. Talk about some Heelys, my man.
Peanut Pie Fandom Podcast.
We have talked about many things on this podcast.
Yeah, but it's never been like the subject of the podcast. Like, they've never looked at the title and it's been like alligators because you don't do alligators, you do, like, movies and TV shows.
Fair enough. If you want to talk about Heelys, now's your chance.
I don't really want to talk about them.
You don't want to talk about Heelys.
I just like them.
So that's why we're well, then why'd you say sometimes I want to sit down and talk about Heelys?
I said sometimes. I didn't say right now.
Okay. So this episode of WandaVision was great. Honestly, so we're not doing recaps anymore, but There is a little bit, not as much as there was from like the first three episodes of WandaVision, a little bit of negativity, a little more negativity. I'm not going to say it's a lot of negativity, but a little bit more negativity than the past episodes. Right, it was led up to be 7, 8, and 9 would be this big conclusion, and while 7 gave us a little bit more and a few answers, it was pretty much all to, it showed us Photon, and it showed that Agnes was the villain, just giving us two quick answers. And then episode 8, which we just got, was purely context. And while both of these episodes were really fun to watch, there's some not as great reviews on them because they were expecting this big climactic finale. So,
but we're not going to focus on those because those people are stupid. Now.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't know that you felt this way about the haters, Will.
No. Haters have their right to hate.
Well, I wouldn't say it's necessarily hatred. I would say that it's just,
you know, people what it thinking is?
These episodes are not as
it's
good as the
It's a bunch of people
ones.
Who put their whole life's, like, you know, dependency on this show, and when it doesn't live up to their live up to exactly what they like dreamed of the night before, they get mad. And now
I don't know about that. Nobody's like, you know, being super mean about these episodes. They're just not as like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a fair point to say, hey, if I enjoyed episode 6 more than I did episode 7, it's not illegal to have that opinion.
Oh, no, exactly. You can totally have that opinion, but, I mean, hey,
right.
I think...
And other people have been ranking these past two episodes a bit lower than before, and I just wanted to bring that up.
But, like, I don't know. It's an amazing episode, and, you know...
Oh, yeah. It, especially with this post-credit scene with White Vision. So, I think it's clear. Tyler Hayward is the real villain here. I think we have all of our answers.
I thought Agatha was the real villain.
Well, no. Agatha, maybe she has her own intentions that we're not completely aware of.
I think we have two villains.
Well, Agatha was just trying to figure out this, like, whoa, this strange anomaly, a bunch of spells cast at once. I need to go investigate. And then she took the form of a villain trying to manipulate Wanda. But she's not the villain from episode 1. The villain has been Tyler. Like, he literally said to Wanda, you know, it's not like you just can bring him back to life, you know, create an alternate reality or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's my
thoughts.
And then,
of course, he shows the footage in episode, like,
not yet.
4 or something, where
Okay, false. Here's my thoughts.
Sorry.
Okay, no, you're kidding. You're good. So, you know, like, in a lot of movies, or especially, like, superhero movies, you have the good, the bad, but then you also have,
ugly.
Like, not really a superhero movie, but I see where you're going. You have the good, the bad, and then, like, the law. And, like, it always happens that the law either doesn't know what they're doing, or they're, like, corrupted by politicians, or somehow.
I disagree with that
No. But I'm just saying, as an example, you know, a lot of times, like, there's been that in tons of Marvel movies too. I'm just thinking like
Winter Soldier,
Ant-Man, I guess you had the whole protagonist team versus the antagonist, but then the feds got in the way.
And then Winter Soldier had like the S.H.I.E.L.D. people.
Yeah. It had
those were actually villains. Alexander Pierce and whatnot.
Yeah. You had the good with the bad, but then like the
bad was literally the government in that one.
Yeah. But like, you know, there's better examples, but basically where the good and the bad really have to fight it out because either the governmental bad is either like unprogressive or they have corrupt motives or they're not really paying attention to the bad. I think this is just bad, but to the extreme. Because like Tyler Hayward's objectives are purely based on like that really corporate greed you feel. Like, he's not very a sinister guy. He's just that corporate greed.
Why would he want to kill Wanda? Why would he want to kill Wanda? We don't know that yet.
Yeah, because she probably could be able to figure out... Well, yeah, she'd be the one that gives the heart-wrenching story of her and Vision, and he just wants to use Vision as a billion-dollar, like, United States Weapon Project, but you know how that kind of evil, I feel, is different?
Then, hold on. Why do you try and kill Wanda with a drone? We don't know the answer to that yet. That is evil. That is bad.
Yeah, no, exactly, because she wanted to kill Wanda to shut down the simulation, but maybe he thought that Vision had already been back to life, so he'd get Vision back. I don't think he cares at all about Wanda, except for the fact that she could bring Vision to life, but now he has to get rid of her because...
He wasn't even going to use that Vision that she brought back to life. He was going to make his own Vision altogether, which is what he did.
Yeah, but so now that's why I think she doesn't need... Exactly, so he wanted her to bring Vision back to life, which he did with the little piece of magic he got. And then now he doesn't want her because she's the one that could be like... She's the one that could come out with a heart-wrenching story of,
I forgot
like,
about the piece of magic.
Tyler Hayward, you know, took it and, you know, took Vision from me and turned the public opinion against Vision. So you know, like, you can say he's the villain, and I agree, but they're never truly a villain if they're just coming from that general corporate greed.
I don't, you know? He's definitely a villain. Watching, you know, take Ant-Man and the Wasp, I believe it is, where you're watching Jimmy Woo and the other FBI agents, and you're cheering for Ant-Man. You're hoping that he's home and that, you know, they find him, they open the door, and he's home. And there, you're worried about it, and you're not cheering for the law. I think that is what you're talking about. Once you start, like, and then, you know, Jimmy Woo opens the door, and Jimmy Woo, like, obviously, and the rest of the FBI is the law, and he opens the door, Ant-Man's there, then, you know, you kind of beat the law. I think that's what you're... I guess, going for. But Tyler Hayward shows footage from lies about exactly what it is, manipulates Wanda, like, convinces her to build this alternate reality, then tries to kill her, then uses her magic to build a sentient weapon, which I can only believe him to have bad intentions to do with. Maybe there is some corporate greed in there, but this is not FBI Ant-Man law. This is evil villain.
He's definitely evil. But when you say that Tyler Hayward's the villain, I think the general rule of thumb for me is that any kind of non-governmental sinister person. So I'm basically doing like a race between Agatha and Tyler for the race of key villain. So I think anytime that the motives aren't just kind of like greedy political stuff, because he's a villain, but it's based on how he wants Vision back. All of his stuff is based on how he wants Vision back,
because
that's...
So he's a villain because he's not a villain because he has an intention?
No, he is a villain.
Everyone has an intention.
He is a villain, and his villain intention is like just the greediness of trying to get Vision back, because for like the government. But I think Agatha, who's purely, like, you know, trying to suck powers from people, and she's a literal witch, I think, since she's, you know, she's more of the traditional villainy role. So I don't know. They're both villains, but so, I'm going to stick with my opinion that Agatha is more villainy than Tyler Hayward.
So, yeah, I mean, so now you're talking about, yeah, which one has the worst intentions, but I would say that I don't know that Tyler Hayward is getting this sentient weapon for the government. I don't know that he was told by some higher up that, hey, we want the sentient weapon, and then that's why he did all this. I think this is definitely for his own personal gain. And Agatha, you know, you're saying killing people. Agatha was being killed. Like, she was being literally magicked at the stake by these witches. And then she came over here to investigate Wanda's powers. And she used a little bit of manipulation tactics, but she wasn't trying to, like, hurt people. She was trying to extract the children, but even then, the children were created in the simulation. So, I would say yes.
I don't know. She's trying to extract Agatha's power, or with Wanda's powers.
No? What?
Yeah, where? Well, it looks like she's very
jealous. She's trying to figure out what's
going on. Yeah, because, no, she was like, you have all this power, and you don't even know how to use it. It's obvious that she's jealous of her power. And she's going to try to get Wanda's power any way she can.
Well, yeah, hopefully, sure. And then at the end of the episode, she's also, like, strangling her children. So it's not like Agatha is, in any way, shape, or form, a good guy. But I would argue that Tyler Hayward is a bit more of a bad guy.
All right, we should probably, we're obviously not changing our minds, so we should probably move on to something.
It was a good conversation, and I'm glad we had it.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, so we got the backstory for not only Agatha Harkness, but it's so weird because, like, going into WandaVision, right, that or that two-year just stop of no Marvel content, you know, you watch Age of Ultron, or I mean, all the Marvel movies all this time, and then, you know, you hear this story about Wanda and Pietro, the bomb not going off.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
you see it.
You see it, and it's so weird. Like, seeing this thing that I've speculated on a bunch, and so many people have speculated on a bunch, and during a two-year period, I was like, whoa, what's that, what's that, what's that? And then you see it, and then they also changed the story. She cast some, like, probability thing on it, and she had her powers back then,
they don't change the story. They just never knew what the true story was.
Sure, but they acted like it was, you know, pure coincidence that the bomb didn't go off. I mean, they didn't say that out loud, but it was implied a little bit. They didn't change the story. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they showed us
what really happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, their story was wrong because they didn't know it was.
Yeah.
They didn't know what was happening.
And, I mean, I think they literally just did WandaVision to explain Wanda's accent change. They're like, hey guys, we have a quick plot hole. I need you to write a 9-episode series to explain this accent change. Thank you.
Yeah, I liked that she was a witch from the beginning. That makes sense for, like, you know, how she's OP. It makes the existence of Quicksilver a little more curious.
Yeah.
Because if she had the mutant witch gene, I guess we're calling it a mutant gene, or maybe just like a, she just had witch powers before, and her brother had nothing, they both ended up with something, but it also looked like other people didn't have anything, and Wanda was the one that broke open the Mind Stone, so did her brother get subject to it afterwards, or, because I guess that was the only way, but I don't know, it's just weird, because if she was special before the Mind Stone, it makes sense how the Mind Stone could make her more special. It's like an amplifier.
Yeah.
But if Pietro was completely normal, you know, zero multiplied by anything is still zero. So it's just confusing.
I could see this being the introduction to the X-Men, right? Wanda and Pietro, they both have the X gene, and when they're exposed to this Mind Stone, they get their mutant powers, and then Thanos snaps, and look at that, all of this Mind Stone energy is going everywhere.
Oh, yeah. So then, yeah, for sure.
After the snap, we get, or both, maybe the Hulk's snap.
Yeah, just hopefully...
we get the mutants.
You know, hopefully Pietro will have been told to have a mutant gene, because if not, it'll just be weird.
I like that theory of how the X-Men are being introduced, that Wanda, and, like, it's just exposure to the, I guess, in the Infinity Stone. I was going to say the Mind Stone. But, and that, like, you know, harnessed, enhanced the powers of Wanda to an extent. And then, bam, same thing happened to the entire universe. But X-Men is, you know, have the X-Gene in humans.
You know, we got to wait on that. They said they weren't coming until Phase 5.
We don't even know that.
Anyway, you want to talk about the key... Cameo predictions?
Yes.
I think we've already talked about this, but have they changed?
So, right, we're going to get some big cameo at the end of this. I do want to address something that I was a little confused on. Paul Bettany, in an interview, I already talked to you about this just a little bit, was like, and there's some actor that I've always wanted to work with. That's my beautiful Paul Bettany impression. And, I'm pretty sure that was a complete joke. I'm pretty sure it's going to be... I think he was talking about White Vision. That's what the internet seems to be saying. The internet could always be wrong. But I think that's really funny how everyone's like, bruh. And, you know, I think it'd be really funny to just see the two Visions fighting, and that was what Paul Bettany was talking about all along.
That would be more viable if... Oh my gosh, what's her name?
What's her name?
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, yes.
Yeah. Elizabeth Olsen. There we go. But it would make more sense if Elizabeth Olsen also hadn't confirmed that there was a cameo.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, so I really... yeah. I think there's going to be a huge cameo at the end of the series.
Yeah. But, so the predictable one is Doctor Strange. Like, mm-hmm. that one would be one that we're like, okay, makes sense. We dig it. We're down.
Yeah.
I love Doctor Strange. Actually, I think one of the most underrated...
characters. Well,
no, underrated movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it actually is pretty high rated, but like, I think it's a really high rated movie.
I mean, only because of Wong, obviously.
Yes. Only reason Wong.
So what I think what the internet has been doing is they've been treating this Luke Skywalker level cameo and actor that Paul Bettany has always wanted to work with as the same person. But to be fair, like at the end of, you know, this Luke Skywalker level cameo, spoiler alert, at the end of The Mandalorian when Luke Skywalker just walks in,
he's like, I'll take that. Thank you very much.
That's not someone that you've worked with. That's someone. If Pietro Pascal had said, there's something I've always wanted to work with.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
what
he literally
thinking.
Just walked in and then left. Like, I think there is a big cameo coming up, but I don't think that is what Paul Bettany was talking about. I think Paul Bettany could have definitely just been joking about working with
Paul
himself.
Bettany was not joking. Yeah. Paul Bettany doesn't joke.
But you saying they're going to introduce a completely new character and have him and Paul Bettany have chemistry together and have fireworks in one episode?
Look. All I'm saying is that in this episode, he said he wasn't even capable of, like, sarcasm. No, he couldn't even understand humor in this episode we saw.
What?
Remember the whole time? Oh, that was one of my favorite scenes.
Oh, that was in the past.
I know, but, like, you know, the Vision couldn't even understand the humor. So
yeah.
For the likelihood of Paul Bettany to make a joke is quite low.
Oh, and how many times I've...
Oh my gosh, that scene was probably...
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite scene out of the whole thing. Was just
the I can't feel you. That was for me.
No. It's just like when they were just chilling in the Avengers compound and just having some fun dialogue. Because it was like, mm-hmm. it was the most chill scene, but we never got to see like much of them together. So it was cool to see like their first moments, you know, falling in love, mm-hmm. cutesy.
But I also, I almost like literally cried. You know, there's Infinity War, you know, like, all I feel is you, and then Wanda killing Vision, and then Vision says, all I feel is you, and then Wanda saying, I can't feel you, like, while touching Vision's dead corpse, it's like,
yeah, that was a crier right there.
Yeah, that really tore my heart out, or tore my mind stone out, as you could say. Nobody says that, my bad. anyways, this was a really cool episode.
Yeah.
Any other points to touch on?
I mean, boop, that's a point.
That's okay.
I just poked the air.
Top tier humor, Will.
Yeah.
Top tier.
I don't know. Not particularly. I mean, we're excited for White Vision. Haven't mm-hmm. really talked about him much, but there's not much to say because he hasn't done much yet.
You thinking about Reed Richards maybe for this cameo? Mr. Fantastic?
No, I'm not thinking they're gonna bring it's either gonna be an Avenger or an X-Men.
Okay.
It's definitely gonna have to be an Avenger and X-Men.
I also think they wouldn't have announced Fantastic Four already if it was gonna be a Reed Richards cameo. Because like the reason the cameo would be so cool is because we wouldn't see it coming. And then that would, like,
it just
announce the Fantastic
Four. It just doesn't make sense. Like,
no.
Why would Doctor Strange not show up and Mr. Fantastic just be like, hi.
Well, okay.
just so weird.
The only reason I don't think it this huge cameo that is being talked about, like, is going to be so huge is because it's already confirmed. Like, it was confirmed a good while ago that Doctor Strange was going to be in this series. So... I don't know if you knew that, but I mean, that kind of, I know Doctor Strange is showing up in this next episode, and
you
maybe
know
that.
It. Oh, that's when things get, that's oh, when things, yeah, go, when crazy, things go crazy, is when you know things.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe Elizabeth Olsen didn't know that, and so she's like, yep, no one will see this coming.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, though.
It could be,
It could be the villain from the Jetsons.
Could be the villain from the Jetsons.
Perfect. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Peanut Pie. Thank you. Yes, if you can send us an email at thepeanutpieguy@gmail.com. You can do a lot of things. All of those are in the description down below. You can leave us a review and pretty much have like a 99.9% chance of winning a Funko Pop. The only reason there's that 0.01 is in case someone already left a review before you after listening to this episode, which I highly doubt.
I don't know. There's only going to be a few of you dedicated people watching or listening to a DVST on a Tuesday or Wednesday.
I mean, it could be Tuesday night for them.
Are you gonna
publish it? I'm gonna publish it tonight, baby.
I feel like TVSTs are like a, you know, they're what you do while you're washing the dishes or you're getting the homework done.
And we haven't even talked about how they could be in different time zones. So that'd just be confusing. You're like, wait, this is Wednesday morning when it's coming home?
Yeah, it's like
we're still on Monday for your information.
It's like, actually, I'm Tuesday, but I'm still in school.
I usually get your episodes on Sunday, but today I got them on a Monday.
Yeah.
Anyways, after all that, thank you, Will, for coming on today.
Well, always a pleasure.
And
it's such a long journey to get over to your room from my room.
I know.
But I love making the trip.
Okay. And I don't know, maybe next week we'll get the villain from the Jetsons. Bye.
We should probably look up that villain.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Okay.